Yes, let me run the date on the tape. This is Wes Miller in Gallup, New Mexico. And we're roughly 1:45 in the afternoon on November the 25th, 1992. Okay, Wes.
Okay, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm as usual, my equipment is... What I've got to do and what makes it hard for you guys, I'm sure, that noise you hear?
Yes.
That's when I release the button on the phone.
Hmm.
Okay, mine runs real hot and you guys run real low, so... What I constantly have to do is when I talk, I have to go way down. And when you guys talk, I have to go up. So I try to keep away from the feedback as much as possible. Okay?
All right.
So we'll try to make it as clean as we can. But it's my equipment mostly, not yours. Do you want to say something so I can get some levels here?
Commander is here. I'll talk.
Okay, go ahead.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How are you receiving me? Don't worry about the racket.
Okay, see, when I gotta really catch mine real quick. Let's see. See, I have to go down, and then when you guys come on, I have to go. Go ahead, say something.
All right. Will this be better?
Wow.
Must be better. You're getting feedback.
I'm getting feedback, I think, from you and me. Okay, can you hear very well on that?
I can hear very well. Am I coming through too loud now?
No, you're coming through real quietly. My levels are real low over here. Okay, go ahead and say something.
All right, we're going to test again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I need more from you.
What do you need from me? I'm Commander Hatom.
Can you just talk a little louder?
Well, yes. I can put it right in my mouth, if you like.
That's about right, right there, that last part.
I don't know what Oberly's picking up.
Okay.
Mine's okay.
My partner's laughing at me.
He says that his is okay. We'll do fine. We thoroughly enjoy bleeps and blips.
This?
That's really our language, so...
Okay. Okay, he's helping me a little bit. He's telling me to turn down... Go ahead and talk again. Let me see what you got.
All right, Wes. What do you want me to rattle on about?
Okay, good. We got it now.
Oh, well, good.
Okay, I didn't know this, but if I keep the volume up on the speakers, then that's what feeds back. And if I turn that down, then it's probably going to sound a lot better.
Well, we're with you.
Okay.
Whatever you need.
All right, well, I appreciate you taking the time to do this again, everybody involved, and I really, as always, salute you, and you know, I really... this is just an honor. I just wanted to say that just before we start.
Well, it's an honor to be accepted.
Well, I know that's probably been something that's not always have been. I just don't understand. Well, from my point of view, it's very difficult to understand because it's so, you know, it's so good. Well, what happens when, you say you talk to presidents, right?
Yes.
What happens when you talk to them? Like, have you talked to Bill Clinton?
Well, they don't like me because I represent the largest threat to their entire existence.
Uh-huh.
I don't threaten. They just know that what I say is real and it's going to happen. And if more parents treated their children in that manner, you see, I don't really have a lot of trouble with them. My problem is not with the leaders. But you see, they are leading in a different direction. And they have to come into understanding that they are but tools. You're working in a situation now where you have just elected a puppet. And the facts are, Wes, that you have not elected anyone. The Electoral College meets on the 14th of December, and they, in turn, will elect Clinton. And you have a lot of things that are very apt to come down on you before the 14th of December. Because the ones in power do not wish to relinquish that power. You have a standoff now between the Zionists and basically the Russians. This sounds a little bit far-fetched.
So who does Bill Clinton represent? Does he represent the families?
He represents basically the elite order, the trilateralists, the Council of Foreign Relations and the Zionist or Jewish leaders of your of all cartels, which are the Bolshevik element out of old Russia, quite frankly. They are the creators of the Communistic Party. For instance, Al Gore's family is very, very close to Armand Hammer. I guess you know who that was. He was the one that was an internationalist and traveled back and forth to the Soviet Union and ran Occidental Petroleum, etc., billionaire. He traveled in and out of Russia, even when no one else could get in and out of Russia. But his father, you see, Armand Hammer's father, is the one who created the Communist Party in the USA. Communist Party USA, it's called.
Okay, now, I thought Bush was working for the same people. And I know he's on the outs now, but isn't Bush working for the same people?
Basically, yes. But you see, Bush is, he got on the outs with them because his interests are more financial gleanings for his own selfish cause. You have criminal elements, if you will. You know, I'm going to go rob a bank, say. Well, yes, you want that money. But you don't necessarily want to share it around, and you're not out there preaching a cause such as Zionism or Israel first or something like that, or the Indians first or last or whatever. Bush is and was one of their puppets. And this still can come to haunt the whole work. When they get ready, you see, to put new people in power, Clinton is only a puppet. He is a front. And you're going to find that as things unravel that Clinton, William Bill Clinton, is not his name.
What is it?
His name basically comes from the line of Blythe. And that is a direct lineage from Rockefeller. So you're going to find that you've just purchased, or they have purchased, a seat at the head throne, if you will, to sit in the throne room, but he doesn't run anything.
Okay, now, how would a person prove that? When did the name Clinton get changed from Blythe?
Well, it's a whole long step, and I can't tell you right now where to go and look, but we'll look it up, and there are ways that you can check it.
Okay. Now, one of the questions I had is, what can we expect from Bill Clinton as our new president? What's going to be some of the first things that he's going to institute as his presidency? Or actually, we know it's not his presidency, but what are the first things they're going to start pushing across? Are they going to push the FDA upon the people, or what are they going to do?
Well, first of all, he's got a mammoth economic problem. The banks, right now, Bank America is merging or absorbing Security Pacific. And if you have been keeping up with the Liberator or the phone lines, etc., there was a full-blown plan to close all banks and exchange the currency out for the new currency, the new printed colored money, this week. But the facts are that they had to close the Japanese markets and banks on Monday of this week. They called it some new holiday, but the stock market in Japan was so sensitive that they required an inflow of money from the Japanese retirement and pension plans into that sagging market to short up, to keep it from total collapse. Well, then on Monday, they had to close the bank. So they declared what they call, they have some floating holidays that they use in cases of emergency. So they closed the banks, and they called it by that name, you know, whatever they would drum it up, and they decided that it was time to have a Thanksgiving Day over in Japan to match yours this week. That would allow, because your banks and things will be closed on Thursday, this would allow basically a full week with no transactions to speak of through the Japanese banks. Now, you have to understand that Japan, a Japanese firm, Mitsuya, let's see, no, that's not quite right. It'll come to me in a minute. No. No. Well, now I'm going to get bogged down trying to search it out. It doesn't matter. The Japanese own the major portion of Bank of America. Now, Bank America is phasing out a lot of those branches, like 532 or 36 of them right now. They're going to close them. That means that you're going to immediately have well over 10,000 people unemployed. They're going to absorb all of Security Pacific. And as time rolls on here, it will all come under the shelter of Bank America. And this is going to basically damage the Japanese tremendously.
Is that the plan, to damage the Japanese?
Well, it's just a plan for the world order to take over the entire banking system. It's been planned this way for a long, long time, but the Japanese have struggled with it, trying to maintain their hold over the United States, because, you see, they have purchased most all of your debt, and they know that they will be left holding nothing. So it is an incredible play for power right now.
So basically the way I'm understanding it is that, okay, now, we've known that for some time they wanted to recall the money, but are they going to be able to do that, or is it going to have to take us still another year to get that done with the paper money?
Well, it's a little bit difficult because quite a few people, including myself, blew the horn on them. And they have two things that they can do. One is to go ahead and run the smaller denominations through the system, the fives, tens, and twenties, and get the fiber into them. And that allows, you know, continued circulation without having to reclaim all of it at once in the midst of the trouble with the Japanese banking system. Because they are working on a universal plan of global money, and this is already into play, you see, in Great Britain, Germany, New Zealand, Australia. So it's coming into being in Canada. Whereas this currency will have a fiber strip, a metallic fiber strip that can be coated and will be coated, and that is embedded into the fabric of the currency itself. And then you flip it over and you have dashes, you know, breaks in that where each segment is coded. And this way they will be able to control in total every transaction.
Okay, well, and that's a magnetic strip that can be read on a computer. And what's the purpose of that now?
Well, it can be tracked. It absolutely tracked. And at the same time, you see that you bring in your cash. They can limit the amount of money. And they did this in Russia with the same type of currency. And you will not be allowed to exchange more than what they tell you you can in cash. Now, let us just say that you have someone on food stamps and you think, well, I'll be a good sport and I'll take in Joel's extra money and I'll get it changed for him. You're not going to be able to do that because at the same time they fully plan to number you. So you will have an ID number given to you, at which point the computer will immediately cross-reference everything. And if that shows up that you are on food stamps, then you obviously would not have $1,000, say. Or if you do have $1,000, then you are receiving food stamps without, you know, the proper approval. So they're going to be able to really nail you one way or another.
This is 666, right?
Yes. Yes, it's all part of that massive computer program.
Okay, now, let's kind of change gears a little bit.
Very good.
We had this huge, brilliant flash of light here in southern New Mexico, red and blue. It was brilliant enough to read by, and they told us, now it happened over two separate weeks, they told us it was a meteor shower. And what kind of test was that?
Those are absolutely nothing but laser tests, photon tests. And they are using them all the time. And those reports are coming back from all over your nation.
Okay, so it's been happening not just in New Mexico then?
Absolutely not, no.
And these are photon lasers?
These are photon lasers. being tested both from space and bounced off of some of these big receivers, and they do. They really light up everything.
And what's the purpose of these photon lasers? Is this something new?
Oh, this is, no. It's light, and it is extremely powerful. Extremely powerful. At this point, it is the most powerful type of weaponry that you can get, and you can have entire thrust systems. The Aurora craft, for instance, that they keep claiming they're just introducing, you have far beyond that. But the Aurora is a typical light thrust system, whereas if you see that object, you would think it to be a spacecraft, and you would think its headlights are behind it, when actually it is the thrust system.
Okay.
Photons are basically simply light.
Now, on this photon laser?
Yes.
Is this more powerful than what the Russians have, or are they still way ahead of us?
No, they're still way ahead of you.
What are the Russians using?
They're using also photon beams, but they're much more advanced than yours.
So what's...
Partially simply because you haven't been able to get yours up there. That's all.
Okay, but we have something just about as good now?
Well, you have something about that destructive. You do not have as good a control over it as do they.
Okay. What keeps Russia from just coming in and wiping out America?
They basically don't have to. They have already moved in. And they've managed to do it under the guise of cooperation, etc. Do you remember that last week they had a friendship missile that was launched?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, what happened to it?
Yeah, that is a good question.
Well, that's interesting. You won't know if it ever splashes down. They can tell you anything. They also have a sunken nuclear submarine, and you're going to find that that has more to do with this missile today than any submarine that was sunk some years ago.
Okay, now that just came out yesterday that I saw on the news, the sunken submarine, and they were talking about it not leaking. You know, that's all they were worried about. But what's the story behind the sunken submarine and this friendship missile?
Well, they can tell you anything, and you are left having to believe it. You don't know where that missile is. You don't know how many missiles they have running around up there. You don't know if they have no missiles running around up there or if we took it out. I'm sure that at some point along here they're going to have to produce one, because the big plans were to introduce that missile in friendship and all of these wondrous things tomorrow on your Thanksgiving. And believe me, it was going to be some show and tell. And that's not off yet, so...
So something may happen tomorrow?
Keep yourself alert. Something has already been happening. Look at the string of tornadoes that never happened this time of the year from Texas to the Great Lakes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Is that all Russian caused, too?
Basically, it's all part of this same program, a show of power. Because you also launched a rocket from Vandenberg. It was on a scout rocket, and they said it is the first of its kind. It's a little satellite. It's going to do all these wondrous things in your SDI program, of which you have no SDI program. And yet you send off it was a picture-perfect launch, and yet the very picture that they put into the paper looks like lattice work. It looks like something gone absolutely mad. It is zigzag. It crosses itself. It is absolutely and totally out of control. So you ones, I'm sorry, are just fed these tremendous lies, and you're caught with the inability to do anything but believe them.
Right. So what was that? What was the Vandenberg rocket?
Well, basically, it's to counter the very thing that the Russians have running around, those missiles.
Are we going to counter... Okay, you know what I was wondering about is that huge Hurricane Gay. I've been trying to find out what's going on with it, and they seem to have just stopped talking about it. What's that one all about?
Well, you have massive tracking systems in Guam and other places in the Pacific, and it's all attached. So much of it is in connection with the removal, quite frankly, of your military from the Philippines. You know, you just shipped out the last of your people from the Philippines.
Right.
And it's all connected. Absolutely everything is connected. You shipped all of those massive docks and things that belong to the military to Vietnam.
Well, we sent them to Vietnam?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why. Because you don't have any enemies. You play both sides against the middle. Only you people pay the price.
This is
a global takeover, son.
Now, what happened with these MIAs and POWs and had Senator Kerry? Is Senator Kerry, is he bad too? I mean,
yes. I mean, he was sent over to make damn sure that there would be none sighted alive. None. Because they want to restructure all of the trade agreements and things with Vietnam.
So we all know that there were some living POWs in Vietnam, but did they kill them recently?
They have executed some of them, and there are still some alive.
Are they in the jungles, or where are they at?
No, they're right in Hanoi.
They're still in Hanoi?
Yes, and they went about the countryside gathering up the ones that had integrated into the communities. Some of those, after everything settles down, you see, they're not going to do anything without the ability to blackmail. They are not going to kill all of them because they will still want some to blackmail Big Brother with.
Okay, so how many would you say are still alive?
You have several hundred.
A couple of hundred?
Yes, you have several. I haven't counted them.
How about in Russia?
You have some in Russia also.
Now, you said...
But those ones were taken mostly from North Korea.
Okay, now that plane, 007, it never was shot down, right?
It was crashed, but not before it landed and the people were removed from it. You see, there were some very, very dangerous to the administration and to this order coming about on that plane. And that was basically structured and set up and orchestrated right out of San Luis Obispo, California.
Did they actually change the computer navigation?
Well, yes. But it's such a complicated thing that they organized so that they would merge all the blips onto the radar by stacking, if you follow me, by stacking planes.
Okay.
So that they would appear as one.
I see.
And then it was easy enough. I mean, they can control anything.
Now, there was a congressman on board that plane. Is it mainly because of him, or is there something else on that plane?
Well, he certainly had enough information to pull down the whole establishment and administration.
And what has happened to him? Is he still alive?
Yes, he's still alive. He's also being held hostage, just like the black box was. And whatever you get is not going to be the original.
I see. Okay.
You see, their entire scheme on both sides, all sides, is to hold the Trump card, and that's always blackmail.
Okay, I was thinking, you know, we had talked in the last interview about these poor Americans that had come back from the Persian Gulf and they had been inoculated with this hybrid anthrax.
Yes.
Would it be a wise idea on my part to try to go down to the VFW here in town and try to get some numbers for those people and try to get them the hydrogen peroxide and the crystal life and the chlorella? Would that be a bad idea?
Well, it would be an excellent idea if you can do it very subtly and just say that it's would be very healthy for that you've seen results from it or something. If you go make a big deal of it, they'll stop you.
Will they come after me?
I don't know that they would come after you. They would probably denounce you as some kind of a kook.
Okay, I was just trying to get your opinion on that because I don't want to run headfirst into something and then get myself in big trouble.
Well, we're trying to... We've got some ones working on merging the products, if you will, and this is so touchy that I really don't want to get into depth about it. But we're working on some what we will call bullet substance that will hit a target, and that requires some DNA restructuring. And once then it's taken within the body, it will begin to build its own immune system. So there's hope here, and what you're using is the best that you've got right now.
I see. A lot of times we talk about JFK, but not too much is spoken about RFK, Robert Kennedy, and Sirhan, and it was said that he was hypnotized. Sirhan didn't remember at all that night. Can you tell us a little bit more about what went on that night and who did it and why?
Well, basically the same ones that took out John. You see, Robert, after John was killed, Robert sort of took on a mission. And it was getting too close to his being elected, and he did know what had happened. He did know that his brother was taken out. And he was going to wait until he got into the power seat where he could lay this forth. You see, the mafia was tangled up in it also. And, of course, the entire Cuban situation was tangled up in it. And, of course, Bush was so tangled up into the Kennedy assassination that he's going to get left holding the bag also, as was Nixon and Johnson. Well, this same group really didn't want Robert Kennedy into the hot seat, if you will, or into the throne room, because at that time the president still wielded more power than the president does now. For instance, Bush really wields very, very little power. The Navy is holding the crucial black box, or football, that it's called, the emergency or the ability to, say, unleash an atomic bomb or something like that, is now in the hands of naval intelligence. Well, that's about as dangerous to your nation as you can get. So it became necessary to take out Robert Kennedy. And it was the same type of scenario. You know, they claim one gunman. Well, regardless of the state of mind of the man, it is absolutely impossible that that man could have shot lethally, at least, at the very least. He could not have shot lethally Robert Kennedy. And certainly the bullets would have had to bounce around even more than they did out in the open with Kennedy, with John. So, no, it's all conspiracy.
Was it naval intelligence and CIA again that did Robert Kennedy?
Well, basically, yes. It's basically the same group.
Okay, and one clarification. I just want to make sure on the JFK assassination. Was it finally the driver, William Greer, that finally fired the last shot?
Well, it's very hard to actually pin it down, because you had one out on the grassy knoll. He had a radio-equipped, wireless, if you will, detonator. There were all sorts of, in case of, alternatives. If this one missed, that one would hit. Greer also had a trigger device for a trigger wire or button, or let's call it a button, where he would not even have to move from the steering wheel, that this device would blast out and fire into Kennedy's face, which is exactly what happened. At the same time, though, he was hit by bullets. And this is what really confuses the issue. And then you have the misinformation ones coming along. There was a videotape, that showed this happening. And yet all the ones that they claim to be, the undoctored Zapruder film, are all doctored.
Okay, is the one that... I have one that I got from William Cooper. Is that still doctored also?
Yes.
Okay, is it the driver that turns around, or he didn't have to turn around?
As a matter of fact, Greer also shot. You see, this is another thing that gets quarreled about all the time. He also turned around with his weapon and did fire.
Okay.
But it was a different blast that literally he and simultaneously the man from the grassy knoll killed the president.
Okay, was the man from the grassy knoll, was that Ricky White's father?
He was one out on the grassy knoll. Another one was E. Howard Hunt, all playing in this same scenario.
I suppose...
But Ricky White's father, yes, was. Mr. White was on that note.
I suppose sometimes you get tired of talking about that, but...
No, I never get tired of talking about it, because it's interesting to note that as I first laid forth this information, and it was all discredited, it was all blasted, and even my friend Greitz, you know, wavered back and forth and said, no, when the one who said first that he shot now said he lied, and but these people didn't bother to find out that he also came back again and said he had recanted that because of one reason or another. I rather enjoy talking about it because it only gives my information more credence. I get confirmations by this.
I don't know if you can do this or not, but for some people, well, they'll discount anything. But I was wondering if you can maybe speak your language for us just a little bit. Is that possible?
As near to my language as you can get is what you were getting with feedback.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Oh, only very, very high-pitched. Even more shrill than that. Almost inaudible.
Okay, wow. So is that because it's mental?
Well, it isn't even mental. It's just that we have very, very high-frequency equipment. Beware of anyone telling you, you know, that you're going to control and you're going to do this and these extra low frequencies. We can get you this device and it's going to make everyone powerless. Well, you can kill people with those extra low frequencies, but when we start communicating, we use extremely high frequencies, and it's a pulse system that would not even be recognized as pulses by anyone just listening or hearing. We come in at a frequency, you see, about the level of your weather satellite bands. So you would just pick up tones.
Okay. Let's see here. My guys are emphasizing that there probably will be a war breaking out in the Middle East within the next 14 months. I noticed that there was a planet foot to blow up the Dome of the Rock. Is that coming on pretty soon?
I just wrote on that. Yes, indeed. Between, I believe, about the 9th, that planet or comet is due to come into your area. That was another reason for the launch of this rocket. Mr. Quayle came up with a plan. Well, he just recited it to the public, that as these meteors and comets come into your area, you should be prepared to blow them out. Well, this one's coming head-on, and he's not going to blow it out. It's a comet that is due to pass close. But he is pretty sure that it's going to cause a great deal of grief on your planet.
Okay, now explain this again. Now, this is, I was talking about a war in the Middle East, and you're talking about a comet.
It's all part of the same thing.
Okay, is that because of a prophecy, or because they're going to use that as a kind of a diversion?
Well, you have to understand that prophecy is written to be fulfilled. And you have to go along with the sequences. You're very apt to have everything coinciding with what's going on in the ethers or in the atmosphere that you don't have any control over. So things will be organized to strike at the same time to throw you off. And you see, Russia is helping arm Iran. You're talking about a whole species, a whole group of or sect of people that, quite frankly, the Zionists want to wipe out.
Okay, so the two submarines that are being sold to Iran, they're actually a lot more, and I know there's...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Much more.
Okay, so there's a lot of pretty high-powered submarines plus nuclear devices being sold to Iran right now, right?
Yes, but interestingly enough, also the Russians are continuing to sell to Iraq.
So, watching,
so the Arab world is getting very, very well armed because it behooves the Russians. You see, the Russians just had a parliamentary council meeting, and they've decided that they're sick of all of these methods of operation, and they're going to plan to go back within the next few years to a monarchy where Tsar Nicholas will be, you know, once again honored, and that lineage. They're going to go back and do what Socrates suggested that they do, and that was that you set a good, enlightened man on a throne and let him rule. Now, that's good if you can get a good, enlightened man. So the Russians plan fully to go back to their original type of government before the Bolshevik Revolution.
Okay, now what are the Israelis doing? Are they getting ready to blow up the Dome of the Rock? They're preparing for nuclear war, I understand, right?
Yes, they certainly are. They've got enough equipment to do it with.
Have they stolen enough of ours, or we have given them enough?
Oh, you've given it to them. You are just a bigger branch of Israel.
That's the way I feel about it. I mean,
well, that's exactly the way it is.
Okay, so is this going to happen? Now, you said this meteor or comet was going to pass by the world soon?
Well, it's headed for you. You should be picking it up about the 9th of December.
Uh-huh.
All this is supposed to be coming. And I'm trying to tout, and I'm trying to get my numbers straight. You'll have to forgive me, Wes, because I'm trying very hard only to give you what is written somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are the big questions, and then when they don't happen, you see, where that prophet of yours lied to us. Well, I'm not a prophet, not in that sense.
Well, what I try to do for you is not try to pin you down with dates and times, because I know you don't like that, and I think that's wise.
Well, there's a lot planned, you see, to come off both appearing to be natural. You have to understand that already you're under martial law. You have been under martial law since 1933. And this entire economic system is about to fold. Massive disaster would do it also. The executive orders are already signed. The executive order to take over by emergency regulation and close the banks was signed on the 23rd of October, anticipating that they would do what they plan to do this week on the 28th of October. So that had to get postponed. But Bush is running out of time. If they cannot come to full agreements and full payoff, you see, he's talking now, or his administration, about pardoning these ones in that Iran-Contra deal. Well, who's going to pardon him? So until all of these little details are worked out, right up until the 14th of December, you sit on a time bomb. Because all that has to happen is just one major disaster to declare everything emergency regulations. One of the biggest things to watch for, and one that is fully intended to happen, and possibly even tomorrow, was the way it was presented to me, is a full-blown atomic bomb above New York City. This would stop anyone from that area being able to meet at that electoral college, and immediately you would go into emergency regulations. A new president would not be elected, and due to emergency regulations, the administration in power would remain in power. The United Nations forces would automatically go into full action. Riots would already be underway, and especially if you close those banks where people cannot get to their money, and they're really scared, they're going to riot, because you also have terrorist squads ready to start the riots.
And who is going to do this, and is this really planned in New York City? I mean, is this planned? You're not saying it definitely is going to happen.
I am saying that we have three resources. I never give you anything until I have at least three resources. And I have three resources who say that's going to happen. I believe that by simple conversation such as this, they have to rethink it. But at some point, and Nostradamus laid it down first, that it will happen.
Now, he said there would be a nuclear bomb in New York City on, like, certain latitude, exploded, like, in Vermont and coming with the radioactivity over. Is that
Well, it would,
correct,
it would
no?
be an air burst to cover the most territory, and I wouldn't speculate over Vermont. They don't have to do it that way. They can do it with a missile. They can do it with anything. And, yes, it's to be about the 48th parallel, I believe.
Okay, so that is that the prophecy for what you're talking about now?
Yes.
Okay, so this is probably, wow. So pretty much Bush is just saying that I'm not going to let this happen if I can. Now, who would be there to prevent him from doing that?
Well, you see, you have a situation where the adversary cannot function really in light. He cannot function when his secrets are told. It is a long chain of problems that start. He must work through deceit or he gets caught. And then you people wake up and you don't tolerate it. So they have to get an awful lot of control going. But they about have you under control now.
Yeah, I can see that. It's really a bad situation.
But this is going to, you see, this would start a war. You're dealing with Iraq and really basically kind of crazy people wanting to retaliate.
So who would we blame for this? Do we have somebody that we're going to blame already?
Oh, well, yes. Saddam Hussein will be blamed for it.
And then we'll go back in there and then
Just could you hold a minute? I believe he needs to do something to this equipment.
Wes, I need to turn the tape.